Defending Liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting from the RWB Network studios in New York. This is the Rhino Report. Always right.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
She got chunked. You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Thursday, July 21st, 2016. And we're coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, police in Rio have arrested 10 people that were suspected of possibly carrying out a terror attack during the Olympics. They said they were complete amateurs and ill-prepared. 10 people that had pledged allegiance to ISIS via social media or whatever else they... However you pledge allegiance to a terrorist group, that's how they did it. Now, apparently Brazil says they're going to have about 85,000 police officers and military personnel present for security during the Olympics. So, hopefully the attack was thwarted and there's no more coming. But still, you got to watch out for Zika. Got to watch out for that Zika. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First off, day three of the RNC convention leaves everyone stunned and scratching their heads, yet more united than before. Also, Senator Ted Cruz has breakfast with the Texas delegation, and he reveals why he refused to publicly endorse Republican nominee Donald Trump. And it's Thursday, so you guys know what that means. It's our poll dancing day. We'll talk about one poll that's slowly adjusting their sampling and how it made a dramatic difference this week. All that, plus we have tonight's lineup of speakers for the final night of the RNC convention. We'll also talk a little bit, very, very briefly, about Hillary Clinton's possible VP pick. And I'm going to show you how to save some money by telling you what not to buy in the month of August. Yep, it's almost August, guys. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You guys know you can always send me a recording of you, your son, or your daughter, or Boy Scout troop, or Girl Scout troop, saying the pledge of allegiance. You just record it on your phone, and you can email it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and you guys can get on the radio, a little shout-out to your little one for saying the Pledge of Allegiance, or the family, perhaps, whatever it may be. Also, check out rhinoreport.com. That's rhinoreport.com. We have a new article up right now. It went up 10 minutes ago, called Freedom Matters by Tina. Check that out. We have a couple by Robert up there, too, getting a lot of hits. All these articles get a lot of hits. If you want to write for the show, you can get a lot of hits too. Just send me your article. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. It's always the same email address. You can find me there all the time. And you can also find me on Twitter at Rhino on air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. And I'll follow you back if you're nice. And be sure to check out the last 2 weeks' episodes. A lot of stuff has gone on. You can find those on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. And a big shout out to everyone on K98Talk.com, Red Nation Rising Radio. And you can hear a replay of this show at night on CRNTalk.com on CRN5 at 6 p.m. Guys, a lot to get to today. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. A quick 60 there. Now we have a lot to get to today, but we're going to talk about the RNC convention. We got polls, all sorts of stuff to go over today. It's a busy Thursday here. But first, we spoke, about a week ago, about how technology might be trying to kill us. With the Pokemon Go app and people taking selfies and falling off of cliffs and running into traffic. Technology trying to kill us. Now, there is one piece of technology that I have never, never had a good relationship with. It is the printer. Me and the printer do not get along. I have never had a computer printer that has worked for more than, let's say, 2 weeks. I don't care if it's Epson or HP or Brother. I look at the reviews. What's the best one? I go, I buy it, and then 2 weeks later, that's it. Done. I download drivers. I erase stuff. I do whatever it tells me to do. Whatever the printer tells me to do, I do it. It's like my Satan. I just do whatever it says. And it still doesn't work. Meanwhile, I have had a plotter for 25 years. For those of you who don't know what a plotter is, it's what prints out blueprints. And it prints out 120 feet of blueprints a week. It has the sprockets on the side, like the old printers used to. I have to rip the edges off. It's 25 years old, and it works like a charm. Like a charm. This morning, I have two studios. One's in my home, one's in my office. I say, I'll do the show from home today. Printer, not working. All right. Pack my stuff up. Go to the office where my second studio is. That printer, also not working. They must have spoken to each other. Maybe on Wi-Fi or Bluetooth or something. So today we're going to wing it. Today's a wing it show. Hopefully we do a good job. So me and printers do not get along. Hey, if you want to contribute to the show, we're going to talk a lot about Ted Cruz. And I know a lot of you out there have opinions on this. You can call into the show. The number here is 1-818-353-1276. That's 1-818-353-1276. And we'll get you on the show if you wish to opine. Now, this week in Cleveland, this is like Shark Week on steroids for politi-nerds and newsies like me. Now, Shark Week in general is always pretty good, right? It's a lot of fun. The last 2 years, terrible. Terrible. It's all about the conservation and the tagging of sharks. I want to see sharks eat things. I want to see them bite things. I want to see some diver with a camera swimming for their life because a 19-foot shark is coming after them. Nah, they're tagging sharks. You know what? That's not a big deal anymore. Everybody tags sharks. My niece is 6 weeks old. She tagged a shark yesterday. That's it. Done. I want to show sharks eating. And they say, you shouldn't be scared of sharks. Well, yeah, you shouldn't be scared of sharks. We have kind of a symbiotic relationship, right? They stay where they're supposed to be, and I stay where I'm supposed to be, and we'll never meet. We'll never be a danger to each other. But the Shark Week, don't be scared of sharks, and the whole thing, the tagging sharks. Anyway, I'm off on a tangent. The RNC convention is like Shark Week on steroids. There's a lot going on. And not to disappoint, we've had something just about every night. There's been an issue just about every night. The Melania speech. That's all they could talk about. We talked about it here on the show. She stole the speech from Michelle Obama in 2008. Stole it. The whole speech was plagiarized. It was cribbed. Whatever the buzzword of the day is, that's what it was. She said, my word is my bond. All right. Do the Obamas have a trademark on that? Because if they do, they certainly don't adhere to it. Certainly. So we had that. And then last night, or two nights ago, I'm sorry, Donald Trump Jr., great speech. Of course, everyone says, well, he should run for office. This guy's a really good speaker. Now, I believe you have to be more than a good orator to be a politician. I think you have to have a lot of ideas, too. And I've said before, I like Don Jr.'s speech. I thought it was okay. It didn't tickle my cockles the way it did some people. I get that. But he kind of just said the same thing he's been saying for the last 6 or 7 months. He just strung it all together this time. And I get that's like a stump speech. That's a stump speech. And we hear them for 12 months prior to the primary all the way up until the election. It was a stump speech. It was good. The lughead, Frank Luntz, loved it. His focus group loved it. They all want to vote for Donald Trump Jr. Why do we care about that question? I want to know who's going to vote for Donald Trump. I don't care who votes for Donald Trump Jr. Couldn't care less. They had him on again last night. He's a nightmare. He always taints his sampling. Always. He'll ask a question and say, you know, I thought Eric Trump had a great speech. How many of you thought he had a great speech? Well, you tainted the sampling. You can't say that. You can't do that in a focus group. You're supposed to be objective. So we saw Frank Luntz last night. He was talking, of course, about this Cruz speech. That's what everybody is talking about, the Ted Cruz speech. Now, let's start from the beginning. I was happy that Ted Cruz showed up. I was happy that Ted Cruz had said, yeah, I'll make a speech. I was even happy that at the time, we didn't know, or no one knew, what he was going to say. I thought it's going to be a big surprise. Well, we were all surprised. I said yesterday, I think in my heart of hearts, in my gut, I feel like he's going to give the endorsement. I really thought he would. And I think a lot of people had the same idea. You can't do this and not give the endorsement, or at least some sort of endorsement. You know? This started out as being really the keynote speech of the entire convention. That's what this kind of started out as. I mean, a great open. Talking about cops and the daughter who said I love you to her father for the last time. I mean, tugging at the heartstrings, really making a play to law enforcement, saying it's unacceptable what happened. It opened up really, really well. And then he talks about freedom and what freedom is and how we define freedom. How we acquire freedom, how we keep freedom. I thought it was really good. I'm thinking to myself, this is going to be the speech for the ages. Reminiscent of the 1976 Reagan speech. I'm not the first person to make that comparison, I know. But then it kind of took a turn. And the delegations started to figure out that the endorsement wasn't coming. What did he say? He said, vote with your conscience up and down the ticket. Well, that's vague, right? That's like the airplane pilot saying, we'll be on the ground shortly. What does that mean? That's awfully vague. Does that mean you want us to write you in? Does that mean voting for Donald Trump is not a vote with your conscience? I don't know. I didn't know what he meant. I thought he was building up. I think people did too. You started hearing the smattering of boos. And then the ceiling came down on him, and it's still coming down on him. I want to finish talking about this and the speakers tonight and possibly Hillary's VP pick when we come back. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report.
This report is brought to you by Galderma Laboratories. Did you know that an average day for a professional chef is up to 14 hours long? That means 14 hours of prepping and handling foods that require constant hand washing. That is why Galderma Laboratories has partnered with the American Culinary Federation, ACF, to share the first over-the-counter two-step regimen for hard-working hands. Excipio Protect and Repair intensively moisturizes to repair dry skin and soothe itchy, cracked skin. Step 1 is a daily protection cream that functions like a glove for your hands throughout the day. Step 2 is a rapid repair cream, which can be used at the end of the day to hydrate dry skin, alleviate itchiness, and provide relief overnight. In a survey conducted of more than 75 chefs from the ACF, 95% said they would recommend Excipio to anyone who has dry hands. Because dry skin doesn't just affect professional chefs, it could affect anyone. Excipio not only treats your dry hands, but also protects them against external irritants. To learn more and receive a discount on your purchase, visit Excipio.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines. And you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
Is your business paying too much for your water? Pure Water Technology provides the world's best fully monitored, self-cleaning, bottle-less water purification coolers for your employee drinking water. That's right, I said bottle-less. Because Pure Water Technology can provide you and your employees with a much healthier and cost-efficient alternative than what you're currently using. And we provide free trials. Pure Water Technology has technology unlike any other company. And you can save an average office over 6,000 gallons of water annually. So you can do your part for our California drought, save water, at the same time have happier, healthier employees. We use new reverse osmosis technology. It's available only through Pure Water Technology. No one else has this system. And we save water too. Log on to ditchthebottle.com or call 888-790-7873 for free information and your free trial. 888-790-7873. Call now.
All right, so we're talking about the non-endorsement from Senator Ted Cruz last night, of course, at the RNC convention. It's all everyone's talking about. We have to talk about it. It's incumbent upon us to comment on this. You know, I like Ted Cruz as a speaker. I think he's a really, really good speaker, perhaps the best in the country. But the one thing that annoys me to no end about the way he speaks is when he says an applause line, he pauses, and then he nods a little bit. It's that nod that pisses me off so much. It's like the, it's okay to clap for me now. You can clap for me. Here's your nod. I'll clap if I want to. I don't need you to nod at me. Oh, man. All right. So, there has been a lot of backlash here. A lot of backlash. Social media, mainstream media, every kind of media, alternative media. Doesn't matter. If there's a media out there, there's backlash today. Charles Krafthammer probably said it best last night. Excuse me. He said, "This was the longest suicide note he's ever read." That's what he said. And that's 100% true. Ted Cruz is banking on Donald Trump losing this election. That's what this was. It was his 2020. It was his 2004 Obama keynote speech. That's what this was to him. I don't know if he wants us to write his name in. I don't know if he wants that. He just wanted us to know where he stood and why he stood there. All right. I get it. That may not have been the time or place to do it. But the backlash has been pretty severe. The Never Trump movement is getting smaller every day. And that's just not me saying it. If you look at the polls, the number of undecided voters is going down every day, or people who won't vote is going down every single day. Every single week, these polls, these tracking polls come out, those numbers are getting lower. Now, I understand not every Never Trumper is being surveyed in these polls. I get that. But they're a cross-section. As small as it may be, it's still a cross-section. The interesting thing about this speech was that the Trump camp knew ahead of time that he was not going to endorse. We've heard this today and a little bit last night across a myriad of outlets, that the Trump camp knew that he was not going to endorse, perhaps an hour or two before the speech began. The Cruz camp said that they had notified the Trump camp that he would not be giving an endorsement. Which is why I thought it was odd. Now, throughout the process, this convention, I have been watching Fox News. I have not liked the coverage, so last night I switched over to C-SPAN. Because they just have a camera trained on the speaker, and that's it. I don't need the commentary. I can figure out what they're saying for myself. Thank you very much. I don't need the commentary. When they had a split screen during Cruz's speech to Trump's SUV pulling into the parking garage, I knew something was up. And I feel like C-SPAN might have known something was up too. The fact that he's entering the building, Donald Trump, isn't really news in and of itself. If he makes an appearance on the floor, that's news because no one's really done that before the acceptance speech. And we've seen Trump make an appearance on the floor just about every night. And then, as the boos start to rain down, now we see Trump emerge from the side, from the concourse level, I guess it is, and he comes out to kind of take the spotlight off of Cruz. This was very carefully choreographed by the Trump camp. Very carefully. Now, nothing they do is on a whim. Everything they do is calculated. And this, the timing of it, was impeccable. It was like the last minute and a half of Cruz speaking as he's dodging the tomatoes that Trump shows up. Almost to Trump Cruz. I also thought it was kind of odd, and I heard one other person comment on this. I thought it was odd that the Jumbotron, or whatever you would call it, behind Cruz, started to do a lot of glitching while he was speaking. Now, I'm not in the convention hall. I don't know if that's been happening the whole time. But I thought it was odd that it kind of flashed around and they had to reboot it. Was that again to take notice off of Ted Cruz? I'm not sure. But nothing that happens with the Trump campaign is by mistake. Nothing that happens is by mistake. Now, this morning, Cruz met with the Texas delegation. They had breakfast together. Breakfast with Ted. And the Texas delegation was not happy. They had asked him to support Trump. He didn't. He had to answer their questions this morning. And I'll tell you what he said when we come back here on the Rhino Report.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items, and dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, so Senator Ted Cruz had over 12 months to make his case to the American voter, to the Republican voter, or in some states, the independent voter, the Democrat voter, whatever it may be. He had over 12 months to make his case. He didn't. The voter didn't respond. Then they didn't respond in mass. And then when that fell through, he tried to make his case to the state conventions, the state delegations. Listen, your voters want one thing, but I'm going to tell you why they're kind of all wrong. I think we can all agree you should come out in Cleveland and vote for me. Trying to subvert the primary voter. Again, didn't work. The Rules Committee squashed it. Everything squashed it. Voice vote squashed it. Everything squashed it. Donald Trump then goes over the top on Tuesday, and he is the nominee. So what would make you think that you could make your case last night? Everyone's calling for unity. You are running as a Republican. You are not running as a conservative. Why do we have to keep making this distinction? They are two different things. Does Ted Cruz have some phenomenal conservative values? Absolutely. He's probably the best conservative out there, yet he might not be a Republican. I wouldn't be surprised if he loses his Republican credentials for what happened last night. It wouldn't surprise me. You made your case. The voter didn't respond. So he goes to this breakfast this morning. Now, we had heard that the Texas delegation had asked him previously prior to the convention to support Donald Trump in his speech. He did not. All right, we've gotten past that. We've moved on. Now we're at breakfast. We're having our bacon, our eggs, because we're, you know, we like bacon and eggs. And they ask him a lot of questions. And eventually he cracks. And paraphrasing, what he says is, I could not support Donald Trump because he went after Heidi and he went after my dad. That's what he cracked and said. I can't support someone that attacks my wife and my dad. I think we can all relate to that. You know, if your boss or your coworker says something about your wife, your husband, your dad, your mother, whatever, you defend that. But politics is a little bit different. You gotta put on your big boy pants sometimes. All's fair in love, war, and politics. And now don't act like you were totally innocent in this. If memory serves me correct, you started this. Ted Cruz started the attacks. Should I bring up Utah? The ad with Melania Trump? This could be your first lady? I believe that came first. This is not a chicken or an egg thing. That came first. The attacks started there. So you can't start the attack and then say, you know what? I don't want to support you because you're a big poopy head. You can't do that. Put on your big boy pants and support the party that you allegedly belong to. It is unacceptable to do what Ted Cruz did. If Ted Cruz was the nominee, I would vote for him. Because I realize the difference between Hillary Clinton and anybody else in the Republican Party. A lot of people in the Democrat Party, for that matter, because she's so far to the left. Now, Ted Cruz says, vote with your conscience. Well, my conscience tells me we need a wall on the southern border. My conscience tells me healthcare is unaffordable. My conscience tells me we should not trade with countries that don't benefit us. If it's not advantageous to trade with China, well, guess what? Stop trading with China. Stop trading with Mexico. There's nothing these countries make that we can't make here. Nothing. Not a thing. My conscience tells me if Hillary Clinton wins, that we're going to have a gun buyback mandate. Our country will be overrun with refugees, with terrorists. My conscience tells me that if Hillary Clinton wins, we could break out into a civil war very, very quickly after that. My conscience tells me if Hillary Clinton wins, more cops will be shot every single day in multiples. That's what my conscience tells me. What does your conscience tell you? Newt Gingrich tried to clean this all up. He came in, he said, clean up on aisle 5. What Ted Cruz really meant was, vote with your conscience means vote for the person who supports the Constitution, who in this case is Donald Trump. No, that's not what Ted Cruz said. And I like Newt Gingrich. I have a lot of respect for Newt Gingrich. I really do. And he tried to clean up in the whole Unify thing and what he meant. He didn't get around to saying it, and there were too many boos, and no one could hear him. No, Newt, I'm sorry. That's not what happened. This proved to me that Ted Cruz goes right in the column next to Bernie Sanders. They just want to lead a movement. Bernie Sanders never wanted to win the Democratic nomination. I believe Ted Cruz did want to win the Republican nomination, but I believe when he knew it was a lost cause, when he started losing the Deep South, sans Texas, when he starts to lose the Deep South, he knew, like everybody else with half a brain knew, it was over. It was over. When state conventions were not responding the way that he would have liked, it was over. And then it became about a movement. Well, Donald Trump's a movement too. And they're not that dissimilar. They're very similar, in fact. Is Ted Cruz more of a constitutionalist? Sure. Do a lot of people align with his values? Yeah, absolutely. I'm one of them. I love Ted Cruz's values for the most part. But Donald Trump was the bigger movement. It's people who are sick of the way things are going and the way things have been for the last 8 years. You can't tell me Ted Cruz doesn't fit into that category. Of course he does. Then jump on. Support the cause. What is so wrong with supporting somebody who beat you? This is not a take your ball and go home type of thing. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled his credentials. I would not be surprised. Unbelievable. All right. When we come back, we'll go over tonight's speakers. We have some good ones tonight. And I want to get into a couple of polls that are starting to show that when you change the sampling to actually reflect what might happen, well, the numbers change awfully, awfully drastically. And then I'm going to tell you 8 things you shouldn't buy in August. 8 things. I'm going to save you money, guys. Hang in there. You're listening to the Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket costs when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off, with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to today's Thursday edition of the Rhino Report. We have a lot to get to and not a lot of time to do it. So let me just round out really quickly the rest of the speakers last night, the ones that I took note of anyway. Newt Gingrich, good speech, a little scripted for me. I had heard originally he wasn't going to use a prompter. He did use a prompter. And in these kind of speeches, you need to be a little bit more rah-rah. He was there with it, but too many facts and figures. People get lost with that. The delegations aren't always hanging on your every word. That would have been a good speech for TV when everyone's watching it and everyone's tuned in. For a convention, I don't know. It was good. It was good. Eric Trump, good speech. I love the ice rink story. I've told it here before, how this thing was outside of Donald Trump's office window. He was sick of looking at it in Central Park. It took the city almost a decade to quote-unquote fix the ice rink. They never did. He said, you know what? Let me give you some money. I'll bring in the good contractors. 6 months later, the ice rink is up and running. I mean, this ice rink, before he touched it, couldn't hold ice in the middle of February. It was terrible. So he brings in a contractor from Canada. Yeah, people who might know something about ice to actually fix it. It's fixed. That's a great story. I've told it here before, and I guess I just told it again. Pence, also a good speech. A little quippy for me. I don't see a lot of edge there, but that's not why Pence is here. Pence is here, as he kind of said, to balance the ticket. And I get that. I get it. He says he's a Christian, a conservative, and a Republican in that order. We've heard that before. There's nothing rah-rah about Mike Pence. There really isn't. he needed to show in his speech that he could successfully prosecute the case against Hillary. I'm not sure he did that. I'm not sure he got there. This was more of a 40-minute long biography. It's kind of what it was. He goes, most of you don't know who I am, which is true. A lot of people don't. Some of us politi-nerds, we know who he is, but some people don't. So this was kind of an introduction to who Governor Mike Pence is. So I guess he did a good job at that. Let's see. Tonight's schedule, we have Marsha Blackburn of the Tennessee 7th. This starts at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time tonight. The theme is Make America One Again. We have Mary Fallon, of course, the governor of Oklahoma, Reince Priebus, the chairman of the RNC, Jerry Falwell Jr., president of Liberty University, Tom Barrack, CEO of Colony Capital. Let's see, Ivanka Trump, that should be good. Of course, Donald Trump's daughter and executive VP of the Trump Organization. And then we have, well, the nominee himself. Donald Trump will have about 60 minutes to speak tonight, and it will be watched. People will be tuning into this one. The ratings will be huge tonight, probably the biggest ratings any convention has ever seen. It'll be somewhere around probably north of what 2008 DNC convention got. Those were high, too. Very high, too. All right, new polls. Rasmussen, 1,000 likely voters. Taken from July 18th to July 19th, plus or minus 3%. Trump with a one-point lead, 43 to 42. 4% are undecided. That number is down. And 11% going other. 11% going other. That's down from 22% in December. So people are starting to make that choice. And the Never Trump movement is shrinking. The polls are showing it. Trump in this poll gets 78% of GOP voters and 16% of Democrat voters. Hillary gets 76% of Democrat voters and 10% of GOP voters. Again, Trump wins a crossover here by 6% and 2% more support among his own party. Pretty good. Independents go Trump in this Rasmussen poll, 38-35. That's been a constant. He's always getting the independent vote lately. Very good. Trump gets men by 13%. Hillary gets women by 10%. That she's been hanging in that 10% area, not great. He needs to up that 13%. The gender gap in this election is huge, absolutely huge. Trump gets 70% of conservatives in this Rasmussen poll. Hillary gets liberals and moderates combined by 12 points. So she needs to get that number up if she has any chance of winning. The moderates are not going for Hillary because she has been pushed so far to the left. 60% of people in this Rasmussen poll say race relations are worse under Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't need a poll to tell me that. All right, let's go. We have a Reuters Ipsos poll. We're going to high speed now. High speed. Clinton is winning this Reuters Ipsos poll 40-36. What's significant about that? Well, last week she had a 12-point lead in this poll. 12 points. Now it's down to 4. That's the closest in this poll to date since they've started doing the head-to-head matchup. This was taken 1,522 Americans. It was an online poll, so take it with a grain of salt, between July 16th and July 20th. 650 Democrats were surveyed, 496 Republicans, and 196 Independents. So over 150 more Democrats surveyed, but that's down from surveying 250 more Democrats. That's why we're seeing this drop in her number, lo and behold. 41% of all poll takers were Democrat, 31% of all poll takers were Republican, and 14% of all poll takers were independent. Let's see. This is the first time in this poll we have seen the Barack Hussein Obama disapproval number a negative. He's net negative 5 here, disapprove of Barack Hussein Obama. Again, in this poll, this is the first for this poll since they started taking these sort of questions or asking these questions about 6 weeks ago. Number one thing in this poll, terrorism. Number two, the economy. Number three, jobs. Trump gets 74% of GOP support in this Reuters Ipsos poll and 10% of Democrats. Hillary gets 76% of Democrats support and 8% of GOP support. Trump, again with the higher crossover. Independents choose Trump in this Reuters Ipsos poll by 8 points. 8 points. Every poll is showing Donald Trump gets the higher crossover. And he also gets the higher independent number. Now, if I'm Clinton, I'm very, very concerned that I'm only leading liberals and moderates by 12 points. That's a big concerning number, and no candidate is really getting a lot of support from their own party. That will change after this convention. You'll see Trump go north of 80% on a consistent basis. Guys, when we come back, we have more to get to. Hang in there here on the Rhino Report.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
All right, so going back to this Reuters Ipsos poll, just for a second, because we have more to get to here, you're starting to see when the sampling is adjusted to reflect what the voter turnout might be, Hillary Clinton's numbers came down 8 points. 8 points in 1 week. That's huge. Now, they're still sampling. 41% of their sampling is Democrats, which is odd because Pew Research says that only 35% of Americans identify as Democrat. Now, when you do these polls, they don't check your voter registration. It's what you identify as. So why would you have more people in your poll than research shows that there actually are? That means they're anticipating a huge Democrat turnout. Huge. But 41% of your poll, Democrat, only 35% of the public identifies as Democrat. That's now you're talking for numbers north of what Barack Hussein Obama got in 2008. So that's just worth noting that this poll is probably still off. I think Trump probably still leads this poll by 5 or 6 points if you were to even the numbers out. I didn't do the math, but no time for math. We have to talk about saving money. No time for math. So people start to say, well, August is the time of year where I can start to get some stuff on sale. It's the end of the summer, right? There's all these sales going on. Not so fast. One thing you should never buy in August is cold weather clothing. Don't buy it. The prices are starting to go way up. You should have bought this stuff last April. So if you haven't bought your new jacket yet, you're stuck with last year's model. Sorry, don't buy it now. You're going to waste a lot of money. Also, don't buy back-to-school supplies in August. That's the most expensive time to buy them. You got to buy them, like, before your kid is out of school in June or May, wherever you live. You got to buy it, like, beforehand. You can't buy them in August. Pencils cost way too much money in August. They're in big demand, big demand. Also, theme park tickets. Theme parks, very, very popular in August. August, of course, the biggest vacation month of the year. So, you know, if you're going to go to a theme park, maybe go in December. How about December? Maybe after Christmas or before Christmas, something like that. Don't go in August. You're going to waste a lot of money. Patio furniture. People think they can buy patio furniture because it's the end of the summer. Well, guess what? When you have Labor Day, it doesn't start snowing all of a sudden. People have a lot of barbecues and weekend events during September and early October where they still can. Patio furniture doesn't start to drop in price until you get somewhere around October. Then it starts to drop in price. In fact, there's a premium on patio furniture in August because of Labor Day, right? Everyone has to get their chairs and their cushions together for the parties on Labor Day. TVs, do not buy TVs in August. Don't buy TVs. The prices ratchet up during the year before they come down for the holiday sales. So August is one of the most expensive times to buy TVs. There you have it. So don't buy TVs. Number six, do not buy an iPhone or an iPad in August. Now, this is obvious for someone who's an iPhone like me. They always release the new models in September or October. So you're better off waiting for the new model to come out and then get a discount on the previous model. That's the best way to do that. I have made that mistake before. So I do agree, do not buy an iPhone or an iPad in August. Also, bicycles. Bicycles are expensive in August. People are riding around. Not John Kerry. John Kerry will not be riding around on a bicycle because he doesn't know how to ride one. He falls down. He's an old man. He can't ride a bicycle. Bicycles very expensive in August. And do not buy, the last thing, do not buy football merchandise in August. Don't buy it. It's too expensive. Everyone's excited. Their teams, they got training camps going on the first week. You know, week one is late August. It's the most expensive time to buy football merchandise is in August. So my advice to you, wait for your team to be like 0-5. Once they're 0-5, then you can go out and buy all the football stuff you want. Hey guys, that's it for today. Hope you had fun. As always, a huge thank you to those serving our country at home and abroad. A big thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.